The Word of God is absolute truth. It knows no weaknesses, and it is for all the ages. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I am Deacon Bob, and on behalf of our pastor, Father Mario, our very fine celebrant this morning, Father Scott, we welcome you today to St. Cyril as we gather in worship and praise of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To anyone visiting with us here today, please know that our doors and hearts are always open for you. So we are very blessed at every Mass to hear Scripture, the very Word of God. And when you read and absorb Scripture in your being, you realize how life just flows through the various writings. For God is life. God is the creator of all life. From Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord God formed man out of clay of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And so man became a living being. God's breath of life. It's his spirit being placed within all of us. Life is the pinnacle of God's creation. And as life is the pinnacle of his creation, it should be treated as such. But unfortunately, sometimes it is not. There is evil and darkness in this world, and all too often the world allows that evil and darkness to attack life. And we are reminded of this every year on January 22nd. For on January 22nd, 1973, the United States Supreme Court ruled in the case of Roe v. Wade that abortion was a lawful right. Now, in the 46 years or so since 1973, over 61 million abortions have occurred in this country. You heard me correctly. 61 million. Generations of children lost. The evil of abortion needs to be stopped. Catholics must defend life, no matter how it starts, beginning in the womb. For we are all life, created by God and made in his image. Amen?
Amen.
So Roe v. Wade started here in Texas in 1970. Henry Wade was the Dallas County District Attorney who battled against abortion. He passed away in 2001. Jane Roe was a fictitious name. Her real name is Norma McCorvey, born in Louisiana, raised right here in Houston. By the time she was 21, she had already given up her first two children to adoption and was pregnant with a third. She was considering an illegal abortion. Now, at the same time, there were two lawyers named Linda Coffey and Sarah Weddington who were looking for a pregnant woman to challenge the Texas law prohibiting abortion. So Norma McCorvey became Jane Roe. And the case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and abortion was legalized. Interestingly enough, Norma McCorvey never had the abortion. She gave up the third child to adoption also. Now, Norma supported and worked for abortion for many years. And then in 1990, she saw a poster with a 10-week-old embryo on it. And as she stared at it, she realized she had been wrong all these years, for she knew what she saw on the poster was a child. It was life itself. She had a conversion, came to know Jesus Christ. And as Jesus touched her heart, she turned 180 degrees and joined the pro-life movement in 1995. In 1998, Norma McCorvey, Jane Roe, was confirmed and accepted into the Catholic Church. Now, she passed away here in February 2017 over in Katy, Texas. But unfortunately, abortion itself has continued. Now, there are many lies told by the pro-abortion supporters, ranging from abortion is just a normal part of health care, to it's not a child yet, to threats that thousands will die in the back alleys from illegal abortions if they are outlawed. But in a harsh light of reality, when it comes to abortion, everybody knows what's happening. All the world knows. Evil and darkness is attacking life. We are killing children. Pro-life knows this. The pro-abortion supporters, they know it too. Sinful hardness of heart, not some innocent ignorance, lies at the root of this carnage. You know, children in the womb, they're not just clumps of cells to be removed. They are life. They are sons and daughters. Their blood is being poured out, and they are innocent of any wrongdoing deserving death. In the end, all the lies told by the pro-abortion side will be exposed by God and His truth. And those involved in pushing and supporting pro-choice, unless there is a seeking of forgiveness, will have to answer for what they have done. I pray they repent and come to understand life is God's creation. Amen.
Amen.
You know, sadly, when we talk about the attack on the sanctity of life, it goes beyond abortion. The plain fact is, despite all the worldly advances in technology, sophistication, education, humanity still struggles to respect all life. There is a coarseness running through the world that says respect for the sanctity of life can be ignored. It is ignored often, and it presents itself in many different ways. Disregard for life shows itself overwhelmingly in the levels of violence we see inflicted on the innocent throughout the world. The persecution and killing of Christians are now all too common. On average, 11 Christians are killed every day for simply being followers of Jesus Christ. You know, every week or so, up on the screens, we highlight Christian persecution during the prayers of the faithful. I select those. And my challenge is not in trying to find something every week. My challenge comes in selecting which one to choose from the many. I mean, think about that. That speaks to the frequency that this is happening. Christian persecution is not going away. This attack on the sanctity of life over our faith is only going to get worse. You know, we can continue to talk about violence and disrespect for life, even apart from Christian persecution, by simply looking at the amount of violent crime in this country. In 2019, there were 41 mass killings, resulting in 211 dead. You know, for the past several years, Houston alone has averaged 275 to 300 homicides per year. And that volume of homicide is repeated and often exceeded in many of our major cities. What do those numbers say about the lack of respect for life? You know, and it does not have to be violent either to easily see the disregard shown towards life. Walk into any senior citizen nursing home and you'll see what I mean. Now, I know sometimes families have no choice. I know many of our seniors are placed in nursing homes for health reasons, and that's a good thing. But I also know others are placed there because they have become an inconvenience for their families. It's easier to write a check and pay someone to take our place in the care of our elderly. Sounds harsh, but it happens. So when the world continues to find ways to turn its back on the light of Christ, it sends out the message that life is cheap, disposable, and can be done away with. Abortion, religious persecution, violent crime, abandonment of the elderly, other countless examples are the messengers. Amen?
Amen.
You know, more government programs and laws are not going to solve these issues. You can never pass enough laws to legislate all behavior. You cannot legislate respect for life. That respect, it has to come from within. It has to be a core value in the heart a guiding principle of truth to live by. And that kind of truth, ingrained in the heart and deep in the soul, can only come from the Creator of life, God Almighty. From Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. With closest custody, guard your heart, for in it are the wellsprings of life. And from Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The battlefield for the sanctity of life is not in the legal courts. Let me repeat that one. The battlefield for the sanctity of life is not in the legal courts. The battlefield is right here in the human heart.
Amen.
You know, as disciples of Christ, we can't stand on the sidelines of that battlefield and claim non-participation. Rather, our faith in the Holy Spirit within us calls us to action. And the first thing we should do is pray and remain hopeful in Jesus Christ. We must never admit defeat and give way to the acceptance of evil. Do not fall victim and believe things are the way they are and cannot get better, for all things are possible with Jesus Christ. Jesus took the worst of humanity, hanging on a cross on a Friday, and by the empty tomb of Sunday, Jesus rose and stood in the ultimate victory. All things are possible through Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Next, we take our faith and we take our hope in Jesus, and we let everyone around us see the truth in God in how we live our lives. Let everyone you encounter see the respect and love you have for all of life. Evangelize with your life. You know, please understand this. The redemption of the world to turn to Jesus will never be fulfilled. And dark evils like abortion will continue if we keep God's truth confined within the church walls. Our Christian witness has to go out beyond these walls, beyond these doors, out into those pockets of darkness and shine the light of Jesus upon them. You know, our lives are created in the image of God. So our lives must reflect the image of God to all that we encounter. Recognize the impact you may have on the very next person you interact with. For the next person considering violence or an abortion is out there right now. So even if it's just a brief encounter with someone you know, someone you don't know, it may be life-changing for them if they see the light of Christ coming from you. So carry the light of Christ and carry it with courage. The courage needed to say no in this politically correct world to the evil of abortion. To say violence, assisted suicide, and Christian persecution is wrong. Stand with courage against all the ways that the world cheapens and takes life, and expose those ways for what they truly are, which is morally bankrupt. Now, it may not be easy. So stand close and hold tight to that cross of Jesus. Know the power of Jesus. Know the power of your faith in Jesus. And also know if you stand close holding tight to the cross of Jesus, you may get some blood splattered on you. But that's okay. You shall be delivered. The world is desperately trying to shut down the Christian voice. We are ridiculed often for our beliefs and the morality we stand for. But it is not a self-defined righteousness we stand for. It is the morality as defined by the truth of God. And His morality will stand for all of eternity. Amen. In the end, the backbone of evil will be broken by the blood of the Lamb. God and His truth will prevail. That is an absolute. Amen?
Amen.
So I close with prayer. I pray St. Cyril and all of us who come here will always proclaim love, forgiveness, and the dignity of life. May we always shine with the light of Jesus. And I pray St. Cyril will always stand resolute in the face of evil, knowing we are armed with the righteousness of God protected by the blood of Jesus, for victory is ours. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Stand tall with your faith. Celebrate life. May God bless each and every one of you all your days.